This is Sunday, July the 23rd, and we are assembled as a loving community to receive the blessings of Christ. And I am so happy to have all of you. Everyone is welcome, always. And now I'm going to put us in a Q&A so that you can press star 6 and then 1 and come on our board so that you can. I'd love to hear from you. I always like to hear blessings you've received, blessings you seek, realizations you have, and that which you need in life. So here we go. Hi, Tony. You're on.
Hello, Glenda. Sunday blessings to you. I've been having a really wonderful weekend. I just wanted to thank you and acknowledge you and the community for these calls and the experiences on your webinars. It's just the experiences of these calls and the webinars are like a treasure trove of experiences for exploration, discovery, awakening. And it's just a continual wonderful surprise. So
that's great. I'm so glad. And you've obviously tuned in to the fact that it's really all energy.
Yeah. Yes, I just wanted to express that. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you. And also, I'd like to add that along with that energy travels consciousness. And along with consciousness travels revelations, which we're looking at in our webinar today. And we'll have more insights on just a little bit later on. So I see Ben, you're here. Welcome, Ben, and thank you. Ben, you are on. Your line is open.
Do you remember the painting I took up to Will and Shirley's, The Lady with the Flag?
Yes, I do.
I've been holding that image. I don't need a camera because I remember what I see. And I've really been holding that energy true since July the 4th, and I will continue to hold it through until Memorial Weekend. And just wanted to mention that. That's something that not a lot of people know about, but I do. And
well, that's great. Thank you so much, Ben. Thank you for your love and your blessings and just being here. We really appreciate you.
I don't know if you can hear that music in the background or not, but
yes, it is.
It's pretty quiet.
Yeah, it is. But in between what you say, I do air a little bit. So we'll just know that it's there. Thank you, Ben.
Okay.
And we have a caller from area code 707. You're on.
Linda, my name is Ken, and it's just a real treat to be here with you today.
Hi, Ken.
Yeah.
Is this your first time?
This is my first time being on the call. I read Love Without End probably like 4 or 5 years ago. I've since been involved with a whole kind of horrendous story of health issues, mainly dealing with cancer. I had some pretty severe cancer on my head and my neck and went through surgery and chemo and radiation and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, my
goodness. Well, you know, as I said, there's always kind of a bright side at the end, and I figure this would be a wonderful chance for me to kind of share a little bit of my story.
Yeah.
And that's why we're here, right? Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
And so I just got released on Thursday from a care facility, a nursing care facility where I had been in there for a year and a half. And so now I'm renting a room here in Northern California. And for a long time, the reason I went into the hospital in February of last year was I was about a week or two from dying. And you know, something just, and I had the choice. Do I want to go through surgery or do I just kind of want to let my life end? And the only reason that I decided to stick around was because there was one thing I wanted to know. What might happen tomorrow? And if I'm not around, I'm not going to be there to see it. And so since then, I was like, why did all this stuff happen to me? I basically lost half my face and had to get some major plastic surgery and reconstruction, and it's kind of hard for me to eat, and it's hard for me to see, and I lost some of my hearing. But all the along the way, it's like God does not do this stuff to anybody without a reason. There's a purpose here. There's something that I'm going to be able to gain from this. And so as I kept on just asking myself, I just started finding little miracle after little miracle after little miracle. And, you know, it all kind of came down to the fact that it says, well, when you've had the opportunity to persevere through tremendous, tremendous difficulty, what it does is that it strips away the nonsense of the world, and it allows you to really become clear on what's important and what is not. And that the Lord does not put things in front of your face that you do not have the ability to resolve, even if you can't do it alone, and you may need to ask for some additional help. And so that's kind of what my whole journey has been about. And
well, all I can say is amen. That was living prayer, a living demonstration of the power and excellence of prayer.
And when I started reacquainting myself with your work, and years ago I bought two pictures of the Lion and the Lamb and had them, you know, displayed proudly in my room. I said, this is what it's all about. You know, you can go through the scriptures, you can go through the Bible and all that, and that's great. But let's go see it in current time. You know, where is the message that I need to hear now that's fresh? And I just wanted to say that that is what I feel that you provide. And when I started listening to the messages and the calls, you know, during this course of this last week, I said, the work that you're doing is absolutely amazing, and that, you know, in whatever way I can, I want to be a part of it. So thank you.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, you're really going to enjoy the blessing. So before we start, I'll give a little review for everyone. I do this every now and then because we do get new people coming. So thank you. It's so nice to meet you, Ken. Congratulations on everything you learned and achieved and what was revealed to you.
And at some point, I certainly hope to meet you in person with one of your seminars. I think that would be
great. I look forward to that. Okay. Hi, Jerome. I'm putting your line on.
And prayers for the family. But last week we asked for our, the other week we asked for our family. So we went out to Minnesota, North Dakota, and we met a whole bunch of family, especially the people we were praying for. It's just like the person you just talked to. It was the most exciting and the nicest time we've ever had with our family and children. And anyway, your prayers help my son, Andrew, get a job that he's never had a chance at before. So he's working today at his first job he's had for a while. I mean, but just like Ken was saying, it's putting it in front of us how we ask and we pray. And as we ask and we pray to the higher source and God of all it is. And then, yes, all that worked so well. It was the most fun we'd ever had. And thank you for the Lamb and the Lion that you did for me. And thank you for my archangel. That was a miracle when you did that, too. So.
Oh, that's so great. And your voice sounds so strong and happy.
It is. I am strong and happy. I just send that to you and to everybody that you deal with. But thank you.
Thank you for speaking up, Jerome. You're always a light and a joy to the world.
And you are a great one, too.
Oh, thank you. And I'm going to open the line for Mary. Hi, Mary. You're on.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, Glenda. This is Mary. Again, I would like to thank you for all that you've done for everyone. And I'd also like to ask for a personal blessing for healing today.
Okay. That's all right. whatever you want to say, is people will benefit from it.
Okay. Well, I've recently had a surgery this past week, and I would just like some more healing to clear the anesthetic out and healing of the surgical site.
All right. Mary, you're on my list, and I certainly know what that's all about. I have been there a number of times myself, and I had the privilege all of those times for blessing givers to be offering the blessings during my surgery and afterwards, and it made a difference. My doctor would say, "What happened? It wasn't supposed to be like this." And it's just, I had a hip replacement, and under anesthesia, I never went unconscious.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's so, the thing is, when we are in a perfect coordination with God and the will of God, we find that there's grace in everything. And that's all we're striving for in this, in our prayers, in our spiritual studies, in our deeper quest for wisdom and reverence for life. What we're really, really all looking for is that place where our life best coordinates with the will of God, and our inner world and our outer world match. And I could say there's one common denominator to every time we are in either physical pain, emotional pain, psychological pain, or something troubling our world. There is a misalignment between our inner and our outer world, or between both of those and the will of God. It's these points of discoordination that cause pain. And actually, you could talk to any neurologist, any anesthesiologist, and they will tell you that all pain is just conflicting energies of wavelengths that conflict instead of flow in a trough of harmony. And this is what anesthesia provides. It numbs the brain to keep it from emitting vibrations of energy that would be discordant under the traumatic event. And this can be mastered without anesthesia. There are masters of the Far East who can sit in a dental chair for 3 to 6 hours and have a root canal without any anesthesia whatsoever.
Wow.
It's true. They can pick up a burning bowl and not burn their hands because they've learned how to master the coordination of energy frequencies. And that's really what it's all about. But it all starts with our hearts. And we can all begin learning about this phenomena. We don't have to go as far as the masters of the Far East, because that takes a lot of discipline and a lot of training and a lot of work that most of us would probably rather spend with our children, grandchildren, our work, or having a garden. So most of us are not going to go to that level of discipline. But we can all benefit by focusing upon what's going on in our inner world and what's going on in the outer world. And where can I find the best, the smoothest coordination points and be in the grace of God as I do it? And when we do that, no matter what we're going through, just as Ken was describing his decisions and his experiences going through all of this really challenging therapy to save his life and recovery, to get on with life. He had to generate a flow of grace. And in that flow of grace, he had to find optimum ways and points of coordination. And we can all do that to varying degrees that we can dedicate our life to that. But we all should do it a little more than we are. You know, it's up to us to decide what we want to spend our days and our moments with. Not everyone wants to spend their days with an hour of prayer and 3 hours of meditation. We have other things pressing on us. But we can look for shortcuts to this with keen observation and gracious acknowledgement and intuitive compassion that allows us to flow with life in a better and more fulfilling way. And what happens here in Christ's blessing is that the blessing givers and I, we stand and we can conduct that gracious and graceful energy that comes from the Holy Spirit and Yeshua and God our Creator, that in you receiving it, it can help you comb out the tangles and smooth out the bumps and get a better flow of energy for your life. Your body knows how to heal. It's just that it doesn't always have the assistance or the resources to do it. What are those resources and those points of assistance? Well, the resources could be anything from nourishment to energy to rest to being in a supportive environment. And the assistance could be anything from being in a place that gives you joy to actually having a physical trained caregiver or physician or healer or therapist to give that added corrective nudge. Because our bodies can fall into apathy, just like we can in our heart and our soul. We can fall into a state of apathy and we can say, I just don't know what to do. I don't know how to see my way through this. Guess what? Your body can feel that way too. And sometimes it just needs to be lifted up. It needs the help of somebody else. Or it needs the help of a little correct nourishment or rest or the right environment. And we're giving it spiritual, energetic nourishment that it can use to do what it already knows what to do. You may be alone or lonely, without connections. When you have harmonious energy flowing through you and from you, you will more naturally connect with those you're looking for, those you want to share life with. And it happens with less effort, and people are attracted to you. This is not any form of magic or manipulation. It's just life the way God created it to function in its most perfect form and flow to you and through you into the earth back and forth many times. And so, as I said many times to so many people, just receive. Just receive. Sit in your chair, arms and legs uncrossed, because we don't want to encourage cross flows of energy that could interfere with the perfect harmony and grace for what you're being given. just relax. Allow your attention to fall into your heart and pray. Whatever prayer is to you, for you it may not be, oh Lord, please give me. It may be expressions of gratitude. It may be song. It may be praise. It just may be silence that you feel in a sacred connection. But just know that when you pray, your prayers are heard. And because of the refinement of this energy that is coming so purely from the realm of heaven into the earth and back from the earth to God, your prayers are carried like as if an angelic messenger was taking them forth. So be encouraged to just receive and believe and have faith. And one of the hardest parts, actually, is just to receive. That's why when we're finished, I want you to go and rest for 7 minutes. And don't think. Your greatest defense mechanism actually comes from your central nervous system. And we don't want to activate that with mental processes. Not even mental processes to think about how great this would be, or especially to worry, I wonder if God really heard my prayer. I wonder if this would, oh, that would be, just don't do that. Okay, just receive. Rest and receive. Be a sponge. Just be a sponge. Open your life. Open every cell of your body. You know, there's a turnover of cells in your body every few days. You actually become a whole new person. And as this new energy filters into your body, it has the ability to tell yourself how to reform more perfectly with less toxicity, less deformity, and more vitality. And they know how to do that. They just need a little assistance. So sometimes it takes a little while for you to see the results of the blessing. It might be a matter of minutes and you'll have a revelation, or it might be a matter of days or even weeks. There have been some people who had a little bit of a toxic result, and that's because the influx of such potent and powerful positive energy started flushing out some of the toxic or discoordinated energy that was there causing the problems. But this passes very quickly, and it's not the same thing as being sick. Being sick requires a duration going through, shall we say, the sickness curve, where you really go down, your body kicks in its healing, and then it takes time to come back on the curve, and then on the curve you have the recuperation curve. That's not what it's like to just encounter some moments of detoxification. They come and go pretty quickly, and this could happen. I don't think it happens most of the time to most people, but in my conversations with them, it can. So just bless it. If it happens to you, drink water and rest, and maybe just watch a movie and forget about life, because it will pass. All of this will pass. And then on the other side of it, you'll see why it needed to happen. So we are at the 30-minute mark now, and we've got two more callers. We've got just enough time. I'll take Joshua. You're on.
Hi, this is Joshua's wife, Carol, Glenda.
Hi, Carol.
Hi there. I want to thank you for the work you do. It's vital. And I also, I need to ask for a blessing. We're involved in a very nasty lawsuit. I've never had experience with this. And we did depositions this week, and there was a lot of character assassination and suspicion and lies. And I just want to step outside of that realm. And I ask for a blessing that things will work out over the next year in a positive, beautiful light, and our problems will be solved with our house. Our girls will start to have a more normal life, our two teenage girls.
I will, and he will. We hear you. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome. And we have one other call. Let's make this one quick, a request for blessing, okay? From area code 707.
Yes, you know, Glenda, the caller before the previous one was magnificent because it had so many things in parallel with my experience. And there were two other things that I just kind of wanted to add to everything that you were saying. And that is, number one, when I am trying to heal myself and when I'm trying to find out what to do, I think about it as though at one point in my mind, my heart, my mind, and my soul did have the knowledge, but I've just forgotten. And
yes,
the second thing is that when I connect into that field of Yeshua or the field of God or whatever it is, and I don't know where to start, sometimes that's the most important question that I can ask. Where do I start? And that it's not so much having the right question, but it's being in that place where I'm inviting something to come on in and to fill me up. And those
mm-hmm.
two things I have found.
Getting the connection.
Found. Yes. Yes, I have to initiate it. But whatever I initiate, it will then correct itself to give me what I need versus what I want.
Exactly. Thank you so much. I know many people will benefit by what you just said. So, everyone, let's get ready to receive a blessing, okay? And we will just be seated. Blessing givers, join me in standing. I will offer my invocation to Yeshua, and then we will conduct his most precious energy and love. Dear Yeshua, we thank you for offering us a greater understanding about the wisdom of life that has always been here, for which we fail to connect so often in our daily lives. Help us to make that connection now, that we may activate within ourselves our own natural resources given from the beginning of creation to us to heal, to connect, to both give and receive love from others, to be in the right place, in the right work, in the right community. We ask that you would disentangle the troubles of our life, that we may be moved out of conflict, out of stress, and into a loving, productive way of moving forward in life in all things. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is now complete. It's time for you to go and rest and receive and assimilate. Many blessings to you for this week and the days ahead. I look forward to being with you again next week. So, bye-bye for now.